five games, one touchdown. You guys simply just come up big every single time.
Yeah, it's a must, man. I mean, the way we practice during the week, we come out on Sundays, try to make good plays, and try to get a goose egg today. But unfortunately, we gave up 3 points, so we have something to look forward to against Cleveland.
All week long, I think a lot of the people in the media, I think a lot of the fans look at the Raiders, 15-point underdogs, yet to win a game, and say this is going to be an easy game. We find out this afternoon is three teams that hadn't won a game, won a game, that maybe it's not such an easy thing, yet you guys still get business taken care of.
Well, it's not an easy thing, but I think one thing that we did this week is stay focused. We realized that this was a trap game, that people thought we were going to have a letdown when we faced Baltimore last week coming back playing the Raiders, but we just stayed focused and we just did our jobs, man. We didn't take the Raiders lightly at all, and I think our play showed that.
You had a big game. You got Elvis Duberville stepping in today, who had a big game for. Everyone's chipping in for the Broncos.
Oh, man. He, it was his coming out party, man. He actually had two sacks, but unfortunately one was on a penalty. But, I'm happy for the young guy, man. He's been working his tail off, and I tell you what, that's just the first of better things to come for him. So I'm excited that he's on my team and getting to that quarterback.
Ebenezer, this is a big game for Bronco fans, but the big game for some of those Bronco linemen is coming up next week. I know you guys didn't want to talk about it now, but you got the Cleveland Browns coming. I know that's a game you're looking forward to.
It's exciting, man. I mean, just to have the opportunity to go back to where a lot of us started our careers, specifically Gerard, Kennard, and all those guys. But we're excited, man. They're a good football team. I mean, they're hard-nosed. They resemble Baltimore a little bit in that they're a power rushing attack, want to bang, bang, bang. But, we just have to worry about what we can do and what we can control. And that's playing good fundamental football, and we let everything take care of itself.
When you guys lost that opener in St. Louis, did you think you could rattle off four like this? I mean, it's a lot like last year's team.
Well, you know what? We take one game at a time. And I think after we lost to the St. Louis game, we were just so pissed off that we weren't even thinking about anything but getting ourselves to be better football players. And like you said, if you take care of your business, wins will come. If you don't take care of your business, that's when losses come.
Very good. Ebenezer, thank you.
Thank you.
Ebenezer Ekubon, once again, the Broncos.
13-3 guys.
Very happy for him, man. I mean, their hard work is paying off. We're going first and second down. The old guys, so to speak, come out, and the young guys get on third down. So they get the glory, but you know what? In the end, everybody gets the glory because they're doing a tremendous job.
And how much is that going to help you just going forward? I mean, the fact that you can rotate so many guys in and keep guys fresh, and it doesn't seem like there's any, no drop-off.
Oh, no, there isn't at all. And, those guys are young, man. They have those fresh legs. They're young, they're fast, they're speedy. And our job, when I say I'm talking about Kennard Lang and myself, is to take care of that run on first and second down. And there's no drop-off, man. Those guys can play the run, but we need them rushing that quarterback on third down right now.
When you guys are up 13-0 at the half, how confident are you? You guys haven't allowed, one touchdown all year. I mean, how confident are you not going to allow 14?
Well, you know what? We were trying to keep that score at zero. And we got frustrated and got a little bit pissed off when they got that field goal, but we knew that 13-0 playing against the Raiders with the likes of Randy Moss and Ronald Curry back there. I mean, that's not a big lead at all. So in the third quarter we had a little love. I think in the fourth quarter we stepped it up a notch, tried to seal it, put the nail in the coffin.
Did this kind of typify the team when you look at they get into the red zone all the time, sack. Next time they get near the red zone, get the little screen pass, fumble. I mean, the attitude you guys have when they get close.
Well, you know, when we get in the red zone, I think we tell ourselves that, hey, it's a must stop. We have to limit them to a field goal. And I don't know why these quarterbacks keep trying to test Champ Bailey, because obviously for the last 2 weeks it's not working. So, I mean, we just have to keep playing good football, man. And we try to keep them from getting a field goal. Unfortunately, they did. But once they cross that 20, man, our mentality shifts to, hey, do whatever you have to do to keep them out of the end zone. And I think it's paying dividends right now.
How much of the false starts that they had pumped you guys up?
Well, you know what? Of course it's going to pump us up, man. But that's attributed to the fans, man. I mean, when the old linemen can't hear the snap count, that's all by the fans, man. They did a tremendous job being loud and not allowing the quarterback to get the ball off when he wanted to, not allowing the linemen to hear the cadence. So I thank the fans for being loud and great tonight.
Being a former Brown, you go into that game next week gloating a little bit, or is that you going to take it professional?
Yeah. No, not gloating at all, man. I mean, they're a good football club, man. Their record doesn't really show how good they are. And I'm not going to be gloating at all, man. If anything, I'm going to be energized and more focused because that was my former team, just like when we played the Cowboys. So I'm excited, man. It's going to be a little extra motivation going back to Cleveland. I think I speak for myself and Kennard and Gerard and Mike speak for all of us when we say that we're excited and we're ready to play these guys, but it's not going to be no gloating. We're going to go there and handle our business.
Hey, we saw Elvis get in there, make a couple plays. You can't teach speed. What was your reaction when you saw him come off the edge like that?
Oh, man, it's like a kid in a toy store when he got that sack, man. He was just so excited, and I'm happy for the young guy, man. He's been, inactive for the past four games. When he got his opportunity, he took that opportunity and ran with it. So that's the first of many more rushes and sacks to come for him, and I'm just ecstatic that he's on my team.
So you guys, the first defense since 1940 to go this far without allowing a touchdown? What were you, 12 back then?
19 what?
40.
Oh, man. Shit, I think I was still swimming around or something. Who knows? But, I mean, it is great, man. I mean, we're not too caught up in stats, man. We're just taking one game at a time, and hopefully we can keep playing this good football heading to the Cleveland week.